And so just as the Trump turmoil has restarted a discussion of the government's role in health care, the same can be said about immigration reform. After weeks of anticipation, President Trump said in his address to Congress this week that he now wants a merit-based system for admitting new immigrants to the country. Huh? What's that? Stephen Yale Lair is a professor of immigration law practice at Cornell Law School, and he says that can mean a lot of different things. But to get there, Congress still has to make some fundamental decisions.
We have to make a philosophical decision about the role of immigration in our society and how to select the proper immigrants to help us advance as a society.
So what are the modalities that are on the table, both the kind of things that the GOP is likely to come close to even talking about and the things that the Trump administration has suddenly put on the table?
Well, to back up, you have to understand our current immigration system. We select about 1 million people a year to get green cards in the United States. About 75% of those are selected based on family characteristics. They're married to U.S. citizens or their sons and daughters of U.S. citizens, et cetera. 140,000 are based on employment characteristics. Another 85,000 to 100,000 come in each year based on humanitarian principles. They apply for asylum or they're refugees. And we select 50,000 a year based on a diversity lottery, just a lottery to let people come in here. People say that's not the best way to select immigrants into the United States, that if we want to compete globally, we really need to try to select the best and the brightest, whatever that means. Congress has been facing this issue for years. It came close in 2013 with a comprehensive immigration reform bill that passed the Senate but failed to get through the House. And as part of that process, they began to think about how to restructure the way we select immigrants.
And the ones that you've talked about, the modalities that you've talked about, are they the tip of the iceberg of this entire sort of undocumented problem that looms before us?
We have a broken immigration system. Because the backlogs in getting into the United States legally are so long, people have entered the United States illegally, or they've come legally temporarily, but then overstayed their visas. And so how to deal with the undocumented part of our population is part and parcel of comprehensive immigration reform. If we were able to structure our legal immigration system properly so that employers who need people temporarily can get them, but we can also assure that people who work here temporarily go home, then we wouldn't have as big of an illegal population. And so Congress needs to figure out all of this. It's sort of like three legs of a stool. You have to figure out what to do about the undocumented. You need to figure out your legal immigration system going forward. And you need to have border enforcement to make sure that people abide by the laws and they come in legally and they leave when it's time for them to return home.
All right. So let me just reset the table here, the three-legged table. If the security issue can be resolved, what really needs to happen is the backlog needs to be eliminated so that people can come in without having these huge long lines that encourage people to break the law. If you can do that, you've fixed your system, except for the security question, and we'll get to that in a minute. Is that about right?
Absolutely. It's sounds simplistic, but it's tough to do in reality because you can't have a static immigration system. Circumstances change, the economy changes, and so we have had an immigration system that has not been changed on the legal side since 1990, 27 years ago. The world has changed dramatically since then, but our immigration system is sadly out of date. And we need to get it back into sync, but we also need to create a system more like Canada's that allows flexibility going forward.
Joining us now is Melissa Babel, who is a certified immigration law specialist with the Law Society of Upper Canada, senior manager at KPMG Law in Toronto, Canada. Melissa, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
So I can't imagine you listened to Donald Trump's speech the other night, but he did say this one thing that relates to Canada, relates to where you live.
Nations around the world, like Canada, Australia, and many others, have a merit-based immigration system.
Now, that's familiar to you, right, Melissa?
It is. A merit-based system is actually how we have selected immigrants in Canada for many, many years. We have looked at the person's ability to become economically established in Canada as the basic test for economic immigration to Canada.
And the idea is that if you meet some sort of merit, if you meet a set of criteria, you are rewarded by being allowed to come into Canada. I'm assuming if people want to live in Canada, right?
Exactly. We hand out parkas as they arrive.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, the basic system is that, you know, the person's ability to be economically established is assessed based on their language abilities, their work experience both inside Canada and outside of Canada, their education, and some sort of open factors about their adaptability to Canada. That's the basic system. We have subsequently added a program specifically for people who have worked in Canada called the Canadian Experience Class, and that allows any applicant who's got 1 year of skilled work experience in Canada to apply for immigration.
All right, let's bring Stephen Yalaire back into the discussion. He's professor of immigration law at Cornell Law School. When you described a moment ago those criteria for allowing people into the United States, that's a merit-based system, right?
It's not really merit-based. We have an employer-sponsored system to select economic immigrants to the United States. So an employer says, I need a computer programmer. It doesn't go to a broader picture of how well is that person going to fit into society. Do they know English well? Do they have a family support structure? So it's not really a merit-based system the same way that Canada is.
All right, Melissa Babel, we're going to find out if Stephen Yalaire is actually envious of the system that you have in Canada. Stephen, talk to me.
I am envious. I wrote a book 20 years ago proposing a point system that was based on Canada and Australia's at the time, because I think that it injects more flexibility into a system. Since then, I have modified my views. Now I think you need sort of a hybrid model. So I think a combination between what employers want short term and what society needs long term is probably the best way to go. It's not easy to do, but I think Canada is trying as well as any other country to create that hybrid model.
Melissa, do you think that this Canadian model can be scaled up for what the U.S. would need?
Oh, certainly. My colleague here has stated it well. I mean, the first issue is the entry of temporary foreign workers into Canada, principally with employer support. And then the second issue is keeping those foreign workers and making them into permanent residents. I think there's no reason that that type of approach of short-term entry to fill labor market needs and long-term planning can't work in the United States.
Finally, but from both of you, do you hear signs this week that the U.S. actually might tackle comprehensive immigration reform? Melissa, you first.
I was very encouraged. I mean, it's always nice to hear, you know, a shout out to Canada in the presidential speeches. But I'm very encouraged to think that there is a movement afoot for reform. We don't talk in Canada about undocumented workers or, you know, undocumented immigrants in the same way. It's not part of our political parlance, if you will. Not that we don't have issues in terms of enforcement, but it's not a major topic of discussion. And I think that's because our system works well.
And we'll have to ask Stephen. Stephen,
what? Know. Very un-Canadian.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Stephen, do you think comprehensive immigration reform is suddenly on the table?
I think it's on the table, but I think it's a very long table, and it's going to be very hard to get to the end of the goal line, to mix my metaphors. Congress has struggled with comprehensive immigration reform for over a decade. I think it's almost impossible to get immigration reform enacted this year, but maybe in the next couple of years we can do it.
Stephen Yalaire, professor of immigration law, practiced at Cornell Law School, and Melissa Babel, certified immigration law specialist with the Law Society of Upper Canada. Thank you so much for helping us out here.
My pleasure.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.